Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Perhaps we can get some insight. Nikki Javala of The Athletic, brought to you by Ent Credit Union. Nikki, please give us any insight you can as to the Juwan James situation.
He's still inactive and he's still recovering. He went through like a pregame workout with Lauren Landau, the strength coach, and the other players who are typically inactive, and that was the first sign that he wouldn't be able to go today. But it was kind of trending in that direction throughout the week. None of the coaching staff, none of the other players really made it sound like he was going to play. In fact, when I went up to him in the locker room, he's like, "I can't talk, I'm hurt." So I was like, okay, so you're going to be down another week. So that's kind of where things stand with him. I would imagine he's probably back by the next week, since they have a longer stretch here with the Thursday night game today. I think that's probably when we'll see him back. But it's taken a while. And you knew it was going to take a while, you know, the day after the injury, which was in week one. He had a huge brace on his leg. He was on crutches. So it was no minor thing. My guess, it was a sprain of some sort. So it's going to take time.
Nikki, I guess I'm going to ask you to read between the lines a little bit on this, but are you starting to sense any sort of tension or animosity amongst his peers about this situation?
No, I mean, not that I could tell. I mean, we see him in the locker room every day, and we see him just for the start of practice. I didn't get that sense. I didn't get a vibe like that. Elijah Wilkinson is, you know, the five they have out there, they certainly haven't been perfect. There's been a number of penalties, but, you know, they've held their own for much of the season. So I don't get the sense that there's resentment or animosity there.
Nikki, Philip Lindsay is sporting the frohawk.
The Darren Williams frohawk.
Yeah. And is this something that's inspired by this? Was it a tribute, or just Philip deciding, hey, listen, I don't know anything about Darren, and I'm just going to rock the frohawk?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I haven't talked to him. I'm not allowed down on the field pregame. It's only the TV folks that are allowed down there, so I haven't had a chance to ask him. But I'll ask postgame if, you know, he knows about Darren and if this was something he did for him. But I think it was more prime time. He kind of did his hair nicely for prime time, which sounds weird to say, but I think that's probably what it was.
If it's a happy coincidence, it's a happy coincidence. Hey, Nikki.
Exactly.
A lot of people are wondering about Patrick Mahomes' foot. What did you notice, if anything, from him just casually warming up earlier?
Yeah, he wasn't moving around a ton, so you couldn't really get a sense of, you know, if it would hold him back at all. But he was able to go through his warm-up, and he didn't seem to be limping or favoring it in any way. So, either way, he's going to be out there, and he's probably going to play the entire season with it. So I wouldn't expect it to hold him back too much. And, you know, even holding back Patrick Mahomes is just – he's still playing better than like 80% of the quarterbacks in the league. So, it's going to be there. I don't think it's going to be a huge issue for him. And I talked to other writers who have been covering him regularly, and they said it's, you know, he keeps aggravating it every time he goes out there. But, you know, he seems to be doing okay in practice.
All right, Nikki, give us a fearless prediction.
Oh, I'm feeling optimistic. I'm going to go with the Broncos win here. I think they're going to have to put up some points, though. I think it's going to be 31-24 is what I'm
saying. Whoa, 31 for the Broncos?
that is an offensive
explosion. I told you I'm feeling optimistic.
Let's go.
I had like three cups of coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's a fired up Friday, Nikki. It's a fired up Friday.
Well, it's Thursday. Thank you, Nikki. We appreciate it.
Traditionally,
have a good
one.
Correct. Nikki Javala, courtesy of Ent Credit Union.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.